Houston Eagle, Dean and Raj, birthday scam in a sec. By the way, Bon Jovi, listening to there, has signed along with a couple hundred other popular artists a strongly worded letter condemning a certain new technology.
Oh, I bet I can guess what it is. It's the microwave.
Yes. It's not the microwave oven, Raj.
Stop nuking.
We've had that for a while. It's something else that's emerged recently. Kelly will tell us what that is coming up here. Bottom of the hour.
Birthday scam time.
Dina just bought a pool table from a department store.
She had some problems with the delivery.
She's fit to be tied over this. This is from her coworker. They're all in on it. Let's call her up.
This is Dina speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Robert from How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine.
I'm sorry to disturb you at work, but I'm trying to reconcile a problem I guess we have with your account. We had to make three deliveries for a pool table.
No, I'm filing a complaint with your corporate office. You guys overcharged me three times for the pool table.
Oh, well, I have it here that we came out on the 4th.
No, your computers are
seventh.
Wrong.
And 11.
It took 2 weeks after you said you would deliver it to bring it over. And I've been through this several times. When I called the first time, it's, oh, we delivered the pool table last Wednesday. I mean, you people are about the stupidest people with my boss, and I really don't want to use four-letter words.
Really, I'm calling to work this out. I sense some anger.
Look, I'm going
to
dispute all the charges on the card anyway.
All right, well, maybe we can solve it right now.
I doubt it very seriously. What's your phone number, Robert? Let me call you back.
Ma'am, I'm the manager here. If there is a problem here, I will solve it.
Okay.
I have the authority. The customer is always...
Are you going to give me your phone number so I can call you back?
The customer is always right as far as I'm concerned.
Okay,
so,
well, I've dealt with so many people there, I'm just disgusted.
Well, and I understand that, and if we could just settle it right now, if we could just take 30...
I'm in a meeting with my boss.
Could we take 30 seconds?
I cannot talk about it right now.
All right, I see what the problem is here. You're totally unreasonable. All right, let's get the perpetrator there in the office. At a nearby desk, this is the woman who thought of this, I think.
Dane.
Yeah.
She's just walking out. Walking back to her office.
Oh, call over to your phone. Say there's a guy on there threatening to take your pool table.
What did you say to her already?
Well, just we want to collect this money, and she just went haywire and hung up.
Okay, well, one moment.
Okay.
Here she comes.
All right.
This is Dina speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, can you talk now?
Yes, I'm back at my office.
Okay. Now, we had a delivery on December 4th.
No.
No one was home. A delivery attempt was made.
I'm just going to dispute all the charges and make y'all's life living hell for the next 2 years.
Don't threaten me, ma'am. We have no choice but to either collect three delivery fees or repossess the pool table.
Come and get it. I'd love to see you try it.
Well, I can have a truck dispatched in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's fine. You don't know my husband with his little pistol.
I bet he has a little pistol.
Is that all you need? Just come
teeny,
get the
damn tiny
pool
little pistol. You know, there are other uses for a pool table than playing pool.
Who is this?
So why don't we come over and take that pool table for a spin? And I, by the way, don't have a little pistol. I've got a big one.
Who is this?
Cue ball in the corner pocket.
Who is this?
Dina? It's Dean and Raj.
Oh, my God. I'm so
stupid. Doing the birthday scam on you.
Oh, that was me.
Your friend there, Carol, wanted us to call you.
Oh, I'm going to kill her now.
Well, don't do that.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.